This is the Quirovilca region of the Andes in northern Peru. We're more than 4,000 meters up in the mountains. Tomaso Basilia Mercedes has been raising alpacas and harvesting their wool for 3 years. But it's not just about breeding and harvesting. She's also taken courses in management and dreams one day of having a larger herd.
I wish I had more to live better. I would also like to sell more, because there is nothing else here.
Tomasa can afford to dream with a Canadian foreign aid program that matches the NGO World Vision and mining company Barrick Gold. This is the new face of Canada's international assistance, advocated by the Conservative government of Stephen Harper. Projects where funds are given to aid organizations working in collaboration with Canadian companies abroad. The Quirovilca region is about 500 kilometers northeast of the capital, Lima. Half of the 14,000 inhabitants are farmers. The other half, who live in the city, work mainly in mining, extracting gold, silver, and copper, as they've done since the colonial era. The region is still far from prosperous. Many people here live in abject poverty. Canadian mining company Barrick Gold has been operating the Laguna Norte gold mine in the region since 2005. The company says it wants to fight poverty by partnering with World Vision in an assistance program contributing $150,000. The Canadian portion of the project is $500,000. Gonzalo Quijandría of Barrick Gold in Peru.
There is no way that we can fight poverty alone as a mining company, no matter how much money we put on the table. What we want to do is to bring people to the table and to make the people of Quirovilca confident that they are not alone. It's a bad relationship when there's only two on this table, the town and the mine. We should bring more people to the table.
Wendy Terrien of World Vision.
It created a richer, more diverse dialogue between the community itself and the mining company.
Wendy Terrien works for World Vision. With the money the organization receives from CIDA, the Canadian International Development Agency, and the money from Barrick Gold, she's coordinating a project that helps to start micro-enterprises, like the trout farm or the sewing workshop. To facilitate this collaboration between NGOs and Canadian companies, Stephen Harper placed CIDA under the responsibility of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Trade at the end of June 2013.
One thing is sure, CIDA, with the aim of combating poverty in the poorest countries, but the moment you amalgamate CIDA with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the goal is not quite the same.
L'objectif est plus tout à fait le même.
Robert Letendre has been executive director of an NGO, the Canadian Catholic Organization for Development and Peace. He sees in this shift a change of vocation for CIDA.
Canadian aid will be diluted and less, more focused on good diplomatic relations with the developments of trade relations and less on our objective of fighting poverty.
The people of Quirovilca rallied several times in recent years to protest the working conditions of miners, their wages, and also the possible impact of the expansion of the Barrick gold mine on the lagoons and lakes which provide the water. The Canadian aid program is not intended to pacify the population, according to Wendy Terrien.
For me, it shows a democracy, a community life that is strong, that is alive, that won't be silenced. There's no fear. There's no embarrassment. We communicate. We talk. Sometimes we agree. Sometimes we disagree.
Political analyst Tasha Carradin.
I think the government sees foreign aid as a way to develop the economy, and then the human rights or the rights of those who suffer will follow. It's really an approach that is conservative in nature. That is to say that you need to have a sustainable economy before we can develop human rights.
Développer les droits humains.
In addition to these projects collaborating with Canadian companies, we detected another changing trend in Canadian aid. The Harper government increased funding to agencies of an evangelical and religious character.
We noted between 30 and 40 organizations that are part of this dynamic where there is an evangelical approach or they officially declare themselves evangelical.
Faire de l'évangélisation.
François Audet of the Canadian Observatory on Humanitarian Crises is the author of a study in this field.
Je prends par exemple une organisation qui actuelle...
Take for example an organization that is currently working on the translation of the Bible in Kenya, in a Muslim country. And on the SIDA website, SIDA Fire, and on the SIDA site is a literacy project that is clearly a project to transform the religious culture through a book called The Bible. So this is clearly a religious agenda through the work of the organization.
Religious, political, or regional representation should play no part in this. There should be no interference from the Prime Minister's office. And I think there is. And that's a travesty, and we should speak out against it.
This is Canmore in Alberta's Rocky Mountains. Paul Carrick, who along with his wife Beverly, runs the NGO Cause Canada. He noted another trend. Hundreds of millions of dollars for international aid is not spent. Dozens of NGOs like theirs that are known in Ottawa have been waiting for 2 years for the government to unfreeze or make funds available for their projects.
No answers, no timelines, no commitments, never-ending ambiguity, and a minister that will not clearly say when, how, and where a new funding mechanism will be made possible. Instead, the minister says things like, we're not in the business of subsidizing or bankrolling Canadian NGOs. That is very disrespectful of a community that for more than 200 years has championed the rights of the poor throughout Africa and Latin America and Asia.
In May 2013, at the same time Stephen Harper was visiting Peru to improve trade relations, a small Canadian NGO in Lima was worried about its future.
We knew the Harper government would probably change the game a little bit. We did not think it was going to be so drastic.
On pensait pas que ça allait être si drastique.
Daniel Van Overschelde works for Crossroads International. It's an NGO supporting programs that help women who live in poor neighborhoods in Comas, a suburb of Lima. For 2 years, he waited for the financing he used to receive from SIDA.
On va devoir arrêter de financer. Pour l'instant, on est en mode survie totale.
We'll have to stop financing. At the moment, we are in total survival mode, and within a year or two, if it doesn't improve, I think we'll have to make a choice and stop. The key is in the door in Comas. Yes, this is possible in the near future if it continues like this.
À moyen terme, là, si ça continue comme ça.
In Peru, just one country, it's clear what is emerging for Canada's aid abroad. On the one hand, an NGO that helps people in a poor neighborhood of Lima waiting in vain for the renewal of its funding. On the other, an NGO that receives government funding for economic development programs, because the Harper government is betting that social development will follow.